You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
Oh, okay. This is cool. This is cool. Seven of the world's longest running experiments. Some of these experiments dating back from the 1800s. Oh my gosh. I got to kind of give you those. This is some pretty cool stuff. We're going to be talking about seven of the world's longest experiments. I just saw that, just now. Also, eating fish during pregnancy can maybe lower anxiety. Why didn't they tell me when I was pregnant? Problem is, I'm sorry, when you're worried about a big 8-pound kid, not that my kids ever got that big, big head coming out of the vaginal canal and having to go through days of labor, the last thing you're going to want to do is gnaw on a piece of cod, okay? You're going to want some steak, but maybe we could try to get the fish in us. Also, Fox News has a list of 19 foods that really aren't food, that we could be putting into our body. Food that isn't food. And then, with the Trayvon Martin case, Florida juries may expand to 12 in the wake of the George Zimmerman verdict. Huh. Yeah, I still blows my mind how the jury has spoken, right? The case went to trial. Even defense experts and prosecutors agreed that the prosecution really didn't have enough evidence, and they're trying to use this as a means to now change the way we do things in law. So if something doesn't go somebody's way, we have to change the whole system. I'm still confused by that. It's a tragedy. It's a huge tragedy. But if the jury spoke, the jury spoke. Now we got to change juries. So 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Okay, so this is interesting here. All right. This is coming from National Geographic Daily News. They say physicists at Trinity College Dublin started a viscosity experiment back in 1944 when FDR was president and World War II was still well underway. 70 years later, one of the longest running lab experiments has paid off. A camera has captured one drop of tar pitch falling from a funnel into the jar for the very first time from the 1940s. Apparently, the tar pitch had been placed in the funnel by physicists back in the 1944 to illustrate that pitch, which is a black carbon-containing material, like in asphalt or bitumen, was actually not a solid, but a very slow-moving liquid at room temperature. Now, they said drips and drops did form over time. They were never captured on camera, which would have proved that pitch was actually a liquid and not a solid. So here we are in 2013, all right, able to prove that it actually is liquid. Okay, so what other science experiments are still going on? They say since 1840, an experimental electric bell has been ringing almost continuously in the foyer of Clarendon Laboratory at the University of Oxford. Called the Clarendon Dry Pile, the device is, I guess, made up of two voltaic dry piles, I guess, connected by an insulating layer of sulfur, etc., are connected in turn to two bells. The Guinness Book of Records deems the bell the world's most durable battery. It is supposed to eventually stop ringing when the clapper wears out or the electrochemical energy is exhausted. But since 1840, then the Beverly clock. Physics departments, I guess, they say, sitting in the foyer of the University of Otago in Dunedin, New Zealand, an atmospheric clock has been not wound since 1864, but continues to keep ticking. They say it did stop occasionally when the physics department changed locations, but I guess it's supposed to be a long-running clock. I guess monitoring Vesuvius. All right, they say employees of the Vesuvius Observatory have been measuring since 1841 to predict any eruptions of Mount Vesuvius. The monitoring facility used to be located on the site of the volcano itself, but was moved to Naples at that in the 70s at that facility. Scientists monitor several volcanoes, trying to figure out when they will erupt again. So that's called the Vesuvius Countdown. Then 1879, American botanist William James Beale, this is cool, loaded up 20 bottles with a mix of sand and seeds from a variety of plants. He buried the bottle's neck down to prevent water from entering the mix. He wanted to determine whether the seeds would still sprout after remaining dormant for a very long time. Every 5 years at first, but now I guess every 20 years, one of the bottles is dug up by researchers and the seeds are planted to see if anything grows. In 2000, year 2000, two of the 21 plant species back from the 1800s actually sprouted. The next bottle is supposed to be unearthed in 2020. And they think by the year 2100, they will be out of sprouts. But remember, the reason why they're doing this is to see if old plants could grow generations later, right? I mean, this is kind of like what we're dealing with the dinosaurs and the eggs. Old rotation of cotton. Since 1896, scientists have conducted a soil fertility experiment on a one-acre plot of land. And I guess it's the first to show that cotton and a legume crop rotation could support a cotton crop indefinitely. All right. Then I guess the Framingham Heart Study, that's one we talk about a lot. More than 65 years, thousands of men and women between the ages of 30 and 62 have been monitored by researchers from the National Heart, Lung, and Blood Institute and Boston University to check for markers and risk factors of heart disease. That has been going on now for three generations, the Framingham Heart Study. Pretty cool stuff. I almost wish there were more, you know? You know how when we were little, we had, you know, heard stories or read or in movies or whatever where kids would bury something from the 60s so that you in the 1980s could unbury it and, you know, have something from the 60s, etc. And then we promised ourselves, okay, well, why don't we do that? We'll bury something from the 1980s, and we never did. You know, you're like, you know what? That's not going to happen to us because we're not going to go old. Well, it's always going to be the 80s. Well, it's not the 1980s anymore. Too bad for that. All right, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. What foods are you eating that's really not food? Don't go away.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Gold. If you listen to the radio, watch TV, or surf the net, you are hearing about gold. Eventually you will ask yourself, is gold right for me? The answer might surprise you. We protect ourselves and our families from many things. Do you have medical insurance? Is your home insured? Do you carry life insurance? How about financial insurance? If you own gold, then the answer is yes. If you don't own gold, the question is, why don't you have financial insurance? We put our faith in things we trust. Do you trust the dollar? Do you trust the economy? Do you trust the government? Gold has always been something you can trust. For thousands of years, people have put their faith in gold. Where will you put your faith? Now is the time to protect yourself and your family. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. And ask for Jim Parker. Let me help you get started today. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarette's revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
If you're looking for a better way to clean the air in your home or office, you need the all-new Ozone Light. It's as simple as changing your light bulbs. The Ozone Light looks like a normal spiral type of light bulb. It screws in most standard light sockets, but it's not a normal light bulb. It's coated with titanium dioxide. It's completely safe, but this unique coating kills most airborne bacteria, mold spores, and neutralizes odors. Just one light cleans the air in an entire room and lasts 8 times longer than the normal light bulb. If you have smokers, if you have allergies, if you have pet odors, mold, or mildew, you need the Ozone Light. It will wipe them out, and you have our word. If you're not satisfied with the way the Ozone Light cleans the air in your home, simply return it for a full refund. Here's the number to call to order.
800-380-4095, 800-380-4095. Call now for free shipping. 800-380-4095, 800-380-4095.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. We do have some breaking news. I guess the coroner, I don't know if I have this. Here we go. The coroner who was investigating one of the girls who died in the Asiatic Flight 214 crash at San Francisco Airport a couple weeks ago has ruled that a fire truck that had responded on the scene was what killed one of the three teenage victims. There has been a total of 3 people who died, 2 initially reported as dead on the scene at the time of the plane crash, and then 1 who had died from their wounds. Yi Menguan, 16 years old, had survived the landing and was alive when one of the responding vehicles struck her on the runway at San Francisco International Airport. Of course, the San Francisco fire chief says, "We are heartbroken. We're in the business of saving lives," apologizing for what she called a tragic accident. Joanne Hayes-White says, "It's difficult and very devastating news for all of us." Now, her classmate and travel companion, identified as 16-year-old Wang Lingji, was also killed in the crash. A 3rd girl, 15 years old, died of her critical injuries 6 days later. Apparently, the victims were reportedly traveling in a group of 34 Chinese high school students and a teacher on their way to summer camp in California. Another 108 people were injured, including 2 flight attendants who were ejected from a gaping hole at the back of the plane onto the runway. Oh, so they didn't fall into the water. They actually were ejected onto the runway. Federal investigators believe the Boeing 777 came in too slow and too low, clipped the seawall on the runway as it landed. After the tail it ripped off, it spun around, burst into flames. Emergency crews sped to the runway, doused the jet with the white foam, rescuing passengers. We're still amazed that that many people lived and were saved. And Hayes White had said the emergency workers had risked their lives to save people from the burning plane. This is one of those things where you do something right, no one remembers. You do something wrong, no one forgets. Okay, you know, our first responders are phenomenal. And for them to be running towards a plane that could be bursting into an explosion to save lives is remarkable. Unfortunately, in the midst of the chaos, you know, in the chaotic scene, something happened tragically. And one of the fire trucks killed one of the girls that actually survived. It's so sad. And I'm not sure what's going to happen, you know, in terms of the families and the fire department with this particularly. But it's a tragedy. But if the fire department does, you know, incur liability for this, it's one of those things where you know, you almost wish that every time they do save a life, there's all these credit points that help them, such that when there is a huge tragedy or a mishap such as this, you know, they can have some, I guess, protection against liability. But it's a sad case. And I can understand the family being mad. I mean, you don't want to be killed by a rescue vehicle. That's not something that any of us would ever plan for. Remember, people were coming out of this plane in shock. They were probably stumbling around, reflexes. But from what we understand, it was such a chaotic scene. We understand that people were calling 911 saying, it's been 20 minutes, where is somebody? It was a completely chaotic scene. And looking at the whole story, even though it is so tragic, but looking at the whole story, it's still amazing that that many people lived with what happened. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I don't think we've gotten any more reports, to be honest, on what happened with the pilots. I know the pilots were being interviewed, and there was an investigation in place. There was talk of how one was an experienced pilot, just not with the Boeing 777. So, but that happens a lot. You know, as you fly with an experienced pilot. And, wow. It just also shows you what an amazing job our current pilots do. Like Captain Scully landing that plane on the Hudson River, or was it the East River? He landed on the Hudson. I think he landed on the Hudson. Phenomenal. Just phenomenal feat. So I love our first responders. I love our pilots. But this was a horrible tragedy. It's really sad to think that somebody had died by one of the rescue vehicles. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Fox News gives us a list of, in their health section, of 19 foods that aren't food. Okay? They say there's cheese out there that really isn't cheese. They say one example is the Easy Cheese, the pasteurized cheese snack full of fillers, oils, and emulsifiers. They say the ingredients are so uncheese-like that lobbyists tried to force Kraft to call its cheese products embalmed cheese, but the government settled on processed cheese. This is according to the Complete Idiot's Guide to Cheese of the World. Now, the ingredients are whey, cheddar cheese, canola oil, milk protein concentrate. So there is cheese in there, but it's just the whole thing isn't cheese. You got a whole bunch of stuff in it. Mayonnaise that isn't mayonnaise, okay? They say mayonnaise, to be technically mayonnaise, has to have at least 65% vegetable oil. They say white spread is not mayo. Okay, you can have white spread, but that doesn't mean it's mayo. All right, usually these spreads have water, soybean oil, vinegar, high fructose corn syrup, modified cornstarch, sugar, egg, salt, natural flavor, mustard flavor, potassium sorbate, and a preservative, paprika, spice, dried garlic. Boy, that actually sounds good. vanilla that's not vanilla. They say there's actually no vanilla on the ingredient list of Nilla wafers. Well, remember, Nilla wafers, it's Nilla. They aren't saying vanilla. They say they claim they have natural and artificial flavors. But according to this watch group, they can't find true vanilla in it. Chocolate, that's not chocolate. Now this I've already come to learn. If you have something, in order to be called chocolate, the FDA requires that the food contains actual cocoa butter. All right? And they use cheaper vegetable oils as substitutes, unfortunately. So when everything is chocolate flavored, no. It has to actually have, you can't have chocolate flavored chips. Okay? It has to have cocoa butter in it to be true chocolate. I guess cream that's not cream. I guess certain creams that some people use, I guess, are canola oil, artificial flavor, sugar, other aspects. Sometimes chocolate's even in these. Caramel that's not caramel. Caramel syrup, be careful. It may not be true caramel. Caramel syrup is corn syrup, high fructose corn syrup, skim milk, etc. But some caramel flavor. Whipped cream, that is not actually cream that's whipped. Now, many of us loved whipped cream, and we don't give a damn, right? It's whipped cream. We like the way it sprays. We like the way it looks. It makes a funny sound when it comes out. Well, it's with water, hydrogenated vegetable oil, high fructose corn syrup, skim milk, light cream, etc. It's not really like cream that's whipped up. Peanut butter, that's not true peanut butter. Apparently, there's peanut-flavored sugar oil that people use. They say, let me see. They say peanut butter. Trying to see what, supposed to be roasted peanuts, sugar, vegetable oil, molasses, salt. I don't care if it's not actually butter from peanuts. I'm okay with that. Throwing some peanuts in there, I'm fine. Ice cream, that's not ice cream. They warn us about those. Where, eggs that aren't eggs. They say eggs are one ingredient, but substituting eggs, that takes 20. They say eggs are usually the top ingredient, but a lot of times, like if you have a, I don't want to say egg beaters, but an egg substitute, it's usually 99% egg whites, but then they have to throw all this other stuff in it. Butter that's not butter. We talked about butter spray. Butter spray, not butter. Now, butter spray may have sweet cream, buttermilk, salt, soybean oil, soy lecithin, some EDTA, lactic acid, and water. Potatoes, all right? They say that potatoes, the mashed potato in a box, is usually dehydrated potato flakes, not true potato. Chocolate milk, okay? They say Yoo-Hoo doesn't actually contain any liquid milk, but it has partially hydrogenated soybean oil. Many chocolate milks are water, high fructose corn syrup, whey from milk, sugar, corn syrup, solids, etc. Orange juice, that's not orange juice. All right? They say Sunny D, it's a lot of high fructose corn syrup. Very little juice. And then, of course, maple syrup, etc. So, interesting stuff. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877, Doc Dolly.
Hey everybody, listen up, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of us need an act of Congress just to take a poop? Well, filibuster no more, we have Squatty Potty. Squatty Potty helps us eliminate by allowing our colon to reach proper alignment naturally. It reduces straining and therefore hemorrhoids, and we don't want those now, do we? No installation is necessary, and the Squatty Potty easily aligns with your existing toilet. You'll enjoy faster, cleaner bathroom visits all by using Squatty Potty to recreate what humans have done for years before modern man invented uncomfortable toilets. I've used Squatty Potty myself and love it, and they come in multiple shapes and sizes. To learn more about Squatty Potty, go to their website today at SquattyPottyStore.com. That's SquattyPottyStore.com. I promise you'll love it. Remember, healthy colon means happy life.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? This is USAPreparedness.com. Get Prepared Expo number 6, Lebanon, Missouri, the largest in the United States of America. July 19, 20, and 21. Meet your instructors, 2 survival banquet dinners, $8. Dr. Norman Shealy, neurosurgeon, patent holder, inventor, author, surgeon of the year. Dr. Richard Allen Miller, the real Fox Mulder of the X-Files. Dr. Julie Pennick, survival and health medicine. Dr. Joel Wallach, naturopath and veterinarian. Dr. Patrick Vickers, Gerson therapy and cancer treatment. Dr. Howard Shane, emergency dentistry. Mike Knox, survival gardening. Glenn Meter, survival still. Jeff and Karen Olson, survival shelters. The freeze-dry guy, survival food. Craig Douglas, radiation survival. USAPreparedness.com, Get Prepared Expo, July 19, 20, and 21. USAPreparedness.com.
What does freedom mean to you? How about the freedom to take control of your own future? At eFoods Direct, we're again celebrating Food Freedom Month. In July, for every $329 you spend on our highly nutritious, great-tasting food, you will receive a $190 Patriot Pack free. For example, purchase a 6-month supply and get 3 Patriot Packs free. The Patriot Pack is a 24-day supply of eFoods quick fix, easy to store food, plus stove, fuel, and cookpot, all in an easy to carry bucket. Patriot Packs are the ideal grab and go emergency kit for your car or to have by the back door. Perfect for your cabin or camping trip this summer, or even simply to add more food to your supply free. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack with purchase. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. And remember, free shipping every day.
There are those curious about Bitcoins and those using and making money with Bitcoins. What are Bitcoins? A Bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the Internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees, and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with Bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with Bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept Bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Well, let's talk about incentives to lose weight and what's kind of working and what isn't working. Well, another study has come out that if you give people who decide to frequent McDonald's calorie guides, it did not curb any of their eating habits. A new study published yesterday in the American Journal of Public Health showed that providing people with calorie guidelines did not make a difference in their food choices, even when calorie counts for each item were available on the menu. Duh! Several states and cities in the U.S. require that chain restaurants reveal calorie information for their items. Congress has already passed legislation to develop a natural calorie labeling system in order to aid healthcare reform. But previous studies have shown that listing calories hasn't really helped Americans at all. It hasn't helped the fast food chain or the restaurant food chain. Still, these foods and the choices in the food seems to be the choices that people want are the ones that are more high in calories. A 14-year study showed that fast food restaurants have only made minimal improvements to the nutritional value of their items, and 25% of Americans eat fast food 2 or more times a week. Okay. So what's going on here? All right. I think it's an education issue with calories. Okay. Years ago in the 80s, okay, I have to say 80s because that's basically when I grew up. I was born in 71, but I grew up you know, in the 80s. And I started watching my weight when I was 13. I was extremely skinny, a skinny kid, had a little bit of a tushy, skinny kid, and then all of a sudden puberty hit, and I gained 30 pounds in puberty, very hormonally sensitive. I was still exercising, I was still running around, etc. So I started working out very heavily since I was 13 to keep my weight down. And I was pretty good, even though I never thought of myself as being skinny. But the concept of calories came into play. Well, you should limit your calories to this number, you should limit your calories to this number, etc. So many of us learned about calories. Some of us who had phenomenal metabolisms realized that, well, I guess this calorie thing maybe doesn't mean much. Because I could eat a couple brownies, I could eat a couple, I could have, you know, some soda. I know I had a lot of calories today, but I didn't get fat. Okay, remember, our metabolism was high. I remember I ate two brownies. My mom had gotten some brownies, and I had two of them, and I was really panicking, okay, because I had been trying to watch my weight. Well, the next morning I weighed myself, and I had actually lost 2 pounds. So I come to school, I was like, I don't know, 15 years old, going, man, so if I eat two brownies and I lost 2 pounds, imagine if I eat 10 brownies. So very quickly on, even in high school, you know, many of us learned, I think, that, wait a second, these calories in don't equal calories out. So when we see something that shows the calories, some of us, even though we're kind of shocked, we go, wait a second, I had a big Whopper or a Big Mac or a quarter pound burger for years, and I never gained weight, so it looks like the thousand some calories or whatever is just water off a duck's back. And so are we going about things wrong trying to educate on calories? I think it's nice to have the nutritional information available. I don't think things have to be posted. I don't think restaurants have to spend extra money, possibly fire staff because of the costs of enacting these changes with Obamacare. I think that's ridiculous. I don't think the menus have to have it posted. I think because then every time they want to change your menu, that costs money to go through the printing, especially with a huge brand or a huge franchise. I mean, you know, we're in the middle of a recession. Have handouts up front for everybody. They could take the handouts as they come in, and they could you know, something easy. But to change, you know, the menu and to go through the cost of that, I think is kind of ridiculous. Especially since if they decide to buy mayo from another vendor or ketchup or mustard from another vendor, the whole menu has to get changed. So why not have printouts that can be changed weekly if they have to up at the front of the restaurant that people could take? That's what I think should be done, okay? All right, but this particular report says maybe we should teach people how much calories they should eat would help. So researchers gave 1,000 consumers age 18 or older at 2 New York McDonald's locations the calorie requirement information before they ordered. New York, I guess, is one of the cities that requires the caloric information already to be posted on the menus before everybody else does. Customers were put into 3 groups. They were either given a paper that said that women and men should limit their calorie consumption to 2,000 and 2,400 calories a day. A single meal should contain between 650 and 800 calories. Or the third group given no information at all. After they ordered, researchers looked at their food receipts and had them fill out a post-meal survey. It's still scientific, people. It's still science. The women who ate lunch bought an average of 824 calories. Men purchased a meal containing 890 calories on average. So women consumed 27 more calories than they should have in one meal. Men ate 11% more. Researchers discovered that when they did give the calorie guidelines, it did not really make a significant difference in how they read and used the caloric listings on the menus. People who were given the guidelines actually ate more calories than the people who weren't given the guidelines at all. A Big Mac has like 550 calories. So they probably looked at that and said, okay, well, that's good. I'm under the 800. I'm good. Where I think we need to go, and some people are suggesting, well, why don't you put information on how much you would have to work off to burn the meal? Like, if you ate this Big Mac, you would have to run a mile or two. Something like that. That, I think, could probably, that may stick. I mean, that could probably sway people, but I think people may be a little smarter than that. I think many people realize that their body can get away with a lot. That they could eat a lot of crap that they couldn't based on how they I guess, eat it and mix it, etc. Which is why I keep on talking about how calories in do not equal calories out. Okay? You may say, look, all right, fine. I got a, I have a 200 calorie soda. All right, I'll drink the 200 calorie soda and then I'll eat a 250 calorie chocolate cake. If you do that instead of eating a 400 calorie salad, your 450 calorie salad, if we want to equal the calories, you're going to gain weight. I think a lot of us realize that there's something more to these foods. There's something more to the hormones. There's something more that's happening that isn't just calorie in, calorie out. So, of course, it's not going to change obesity throwing up the calories, because what's going to happen is people may say, great, my lunch will be the Coca-Cola Slurpee. I'll have a Coca-Cola Slurpee and maybe I'll eat a carrot or I'll have an apple. That'll be my lunch. Then I'll eat dinner. No, they're not going to lose weight on that kind of diet. Maybe we need to figure out our poop first before we decide to make laws. Yes, calories are important. Calories are nice. I am all for education. But I think we're also putting the wrong stress on the wrong thing. I think we need to really look at portion sizes. I think we need to teach people to eat slower. I think we need to remind people that they have to have 5 to 9 fruits and vegetables a day. You know, one of my patients was asking me if she has a kidney disorder because her potassium is a little low and, you know, she had to come in and get it rechecked. After she ate a couple bananas, the potassium was fine. And she's like, you know, look, I don't want us to keep our eyes closed so that there could be something wrong. The fact that I had to eat 2 bananas for my potassium to look good. Now, she's got a point, okay? You know, you don't want people to have to take pills to have good blood tests, all right? But she had to eat 2 bananas. Woe is me. I told her, but don't you see? You're supposed to be eating bananas or fruit anyway, 5 to 9 fruits and vegetables a day. Maybe the reason why your potassium was low is because you weren't eating fruits and vegetables. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple. A case of 6 number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
Hi, my name is Stephen Huer. As a degreed nutritionist, my first priority is for you to get healthy. That won't happen if I make wrong recommendations or cause you to spend money on supplements you don't need. After 20 years working with thousands of products and thousands of people, I know, for the most part, what does and does not work. One World Whey is the first and only unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows on the market. It retains substances that no other whey protein powder has. These nutritive compounds supply life-giving nutrition. Your body merely needs the right conditions to make great health happen. Due to low-quality foods, toxicity, and aging, having great health is more of an effort than ever. One World Whey is the superfood of the century, and when added to your diet, it promotes energy, detoxification, muscle gains, fat loss, and overall radiant health. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 1-800-273-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
When you need it the most, will your generator, power equipment, or vehicle be ready? Gas and diesel fuels go bad quickly when stored, and more than half of generator failures during disasters occur as a result of expired fuel. PRI fuel stabilizers keep your fuel fresh for when you need it most. Nuclear power stations, emergency service providers, and ships at sea rely on PRI fuel stabilizers. And you can too. Call 888-776-9373 or visit PRIproducts.com to find the dealer nearest you.
Would you like to be able to disappear, to be invisible to the NSA and Obama spying thugs? Fortunately, there are still a handful of people carrying the torch for freedom and privacy. My friend Chris Peterson is one of them, and he made a video at privacyradio.com that you need to see right now. He'll teach you how to communicate privately, take your identity off the grid, and even disappear forever. Go to privacyradio.com now to see for yourself. Hurry, though. It's just a matter of time before Obama's minions have him shut down and this information is lost forever. privacyradio.com.
The Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Again, big thanks to Genesis Communication Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. A big thanks to XM Satellite Channel 244 for broadcasting the show, as well as all our affiliates out there. Super big shout out and special kisses to Talk Superstation. You guys have a great group of listeners. I love broadcasting to you guys. Shout out to DJ for Diamond Joe for getting the show on the air. And, you know, all your help, you know, being fans. We see you guys following us on Twitter, following us on Facebook. I just can't thank you guys enough. Your support is what keeps us on the air, and I truly do appreciate it. If you ever want to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show live, we are live 9 to noon, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon, and then on Saturdays, 10 a.m. Pacific time. 10 a.m. Pacific time tomorrow, got a live show, so make sure you tune in. If you ever have any difficulty listening to the show live, you have an iPhone app, Android app. You can then listen to us live, or it plays also the shows that played earlier that day. So you should always be able to get your medical information and medical news. We answer your medical questions. We take your comments. We take your calls at 1-877-DOC-DALI, but you can also email us at drdahlia.com. Now, we're talking about incentives to lose weight. Dubai's government actually is paying residents in gold for losing extra pounds as part of a campaign to fight growing obesity in the Gulf Gub Emirate. The 30-day weight loss challenge was launched today to coincide with the Muslim holy month of Ramadan, where they refrain from eating and drinking during daylight hours. Many eat too much after breaking the fast, and then they also eat a lot of fat, sugar, etc., so that they can the meals that they can eat at night, they try to eat larger to hold over for the fast. And so, unfortunately, their daily caloric intake can rise. For every kilogram dropped by August 16th, contestants who register Friday could get a gram of gold, currently worth $42. Okay? $42 a gram, I guess. I don't know. I thought it was more than that out here. But still, the top three dieters could win gold coins worth up to $5,400. The contestant has to lose a minimum of 4.4 pounds or 2 kilos to qualify for the contest. The participant must have excess weight to reduce and stay away from unhealthy methods to lose weight, like you can't take diet pills, and should be present on the final day to measure weight. Health officials in Dubai, the commercial hub of the United Arab Emirates, and in neighboring Gulf nations are spending millions of dollars to control obesity among their citizens. That's interesting. They say oil wealth and high household incomes have led to overeating, high sugar diets, and a heavy reliance on cars for getting around, leading to an explosion of diabetes and other obesity-related illnesses. They say 5 of the 10 countries where diabetes is most prevalent, according to the Chicago Tribune, are in the Six Nation Gulf Cooperation Council, according to the International Diabetes Federation. Child obesity, also a growing problem. Dubai is known, I guess, for other types of promotions, like giving away luxury cars and yachts in lucky draws, and I guess has one of the largest gold markets in the region. Pretty interesting stuff. I don't even want our government to think about it. I don't even want our government to think about it. No. Okay, they already give out so much. Okay? And no, don't even think about it. Okay, now, for years, for those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. For years, we've been discussing estrogen therapy. And now, after the Women's Health Initiative in 2002, we found that an estrogen progesterone post-hormonal treatment could increase a woman's risk for cancer and other health issues. All right? Now, before 2002, 90% of women who had undergone hysterectomy were treated with hormone therapy. In fact, I was taught in the 90s that it would be malpractice if I did it, because giving women hormone replacement therapy through menopause would prevent their bones from thinning, would prevent them from getting heart attacks. But when the Women's Health Initiative was studied and the Women's Health Initiative results came out, it scared everybody. Lawsuits threatened, etc. So many doctors stopped prescribing hormones. Your gynecologist, however, and many of us primary care providers also have noticed, wait a second. Okay, we can maybe, it's not all patients who are going to suffer. So in the 10 years after the study was published, they say the numbers of women have obviously dropped dramatically taking the hormones. But now in a study published in the American Journal of Public Health, researchers are arguing that these misconceptions about hormone treatments also rejected estrogen-only treatments. Now, estrogen-only wasn't linked to be as bad as the estrogen progesterone. So they say many women actually died prematurely between the year 2002 and 2011 because they didn't get estrogen therapy treatments. So is the avoidance of estrogen bad, or is the avoidance of estrogen healthy? They say none of these women lived to be 70 years old, but if they were allowed to have used estrogen, they could have lived. So now the study thinks that avoiding estrogen therapy possibly led to the deaths of nearly 50,000 women. Now, okay, so where do we go with this and the estrogen? I hate these studies. I hate them. What the hell are we supposed to do? Now, first and foremost, okay, I'd like to say it really depends on the person. Can I say that? You can't just treat everybody the same. It really depends on the person. One of my family members who never got mammograms, I yelled at her, threatened her to get a mammogram, threatened to kick her out of the house, kick her out of the will, whatever we had back then. I go, at the time when we had assets before the recession, that if she didn't get her mammogram, I'm not going to be supporting her. Sorry. Out of the family, out. All right? Get your mammogram. She was in her 60s. So she gets the mammogram, and she had not wanted estrogen postmenopausal. She didn't want to take anything. She didn't want to take anything unnatural. So she had the mammogram done, and lo and behold, she actually had breast cancer. But the breast cancer, knock on wood, was so mild, was so minor, and was caught so quickly that she and I looked at each other going, well, thank heavens you weren't put on the estrogen or the estrogen and progesterone combination. She wouldn't have been put on estrogen only because she had a uterus. And so you if you have a uterus, you still need progesterone. Otherwise, you could get endometrial cancer from unopposed estrogen. So in her particular case, thank heavens she did not go on hormone replacement therapy. Thank heavens. Now, could estrogen have saved her bones? Yeah, she's got pretty bad osteoporosis. Who knows? Could estrogen be protecting her heart? As we speak, we don't know. But the fact that she had breast cancer, and luckily it was slow growing, we are so happy she didn't get the hormones. Yet other people, I think, would have benefited from estrogen. Big time. So how do we know? And then how do you convince your doctor to prescribe? Now, a big problem we have in the United States are lawsuits. Now, I never thought that lawsuits were going to be a big play until I had diagnosed breast cancer in one of my patients. One of my patients had high blood pressure. And I said, you know, I see you're taking hormone replacement therapy. Her gynecologist was giving her. I'm like, why don't we take you off, okay, and just to see if maybe your blood pressure will go down rather than doubling your blood pressure medicine. What if we cut back on the hormones? She said, Dahlia, I really don't want to be on the hormones anyway. I don't think I need them. Take me off. So I took her off the hormones. Blood pressure goes down. She's happy. 9 months later, she goes for a mammogram, has breast cancer. So she gets diagnosed with breast cancer. I believe it was stage 2. Everything got all fixed. But then I get a note from her family member saying my lawyer wants notes because we could actually sue anybody that ever gave her the estrogen. Well, I never gave her the estrogen. I took her off. So I was the only one not named in the lawsuit. But how many other doctors out there have been sued for breast cancer because they gave them hormones? Until we get this fixed, we won't know. All right, guys, can't wait to talk to you tomorrow, 10 a.m. Pacific time. Have a great weekend. God bless.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Join us in Joshua Tree, California, August 9th through 11th for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, a weekend of in-depth exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, and new evidence of ongoing contact. The conference will feature films, panels, lectures, workshops, and fieldwork with leading experts including Stephen Greer, Giorgio Tsoukalos, Graham Hancock, Jim Mars, Michael Tellinger, Laura Eisenhower, Jason Martell, David Wilcock, Doc Wallach, David Zureda, and many, many more of the biggest names in ufology. The conference will coincide with the Perseid Meteor Shower, and the Joshua Tree Retreat Center offers the perfect place for sightings through the clear desert sky. Enter to win a free ticket at contactinthedesert.com. We look forward to seeing you in Joshua Tree in August for a serious look at mounting evidence that we are not alone. For more information, go to contactinthedesert.com or call 760-365-8371.